Kelly Raspberry going to Austin for the weekend, and the big scandal, of course.
Who knew? I could drum up so much controversy so quickly.
It was huge.
Why didn't I hear about it?
Well, then you were. Well, you
I read
their tweet.
I read tweets. If it was one of those, then was it huge drama?
Yeah.
She got no pennies. Ah, damn, she got no pennies. That's me.
So Kelly goes to Austin, and of course, the first thing you do when you go out of town to a cool city is take a nap, if you're Kelly Raspberry.
I was tired.
No way.
Well, I told her, I said, listen, she wanted to go spur of the moment. I said, I will go. I said, but you have to understand, I am so tired.
Yeah.
I had like black eyes all week. I was so tired. I said, my whole goal this weekend was to sleep. I said, if you let me sleep a little bit, I'll go with you.
Okay.
And she was fine with that.
So you take a shower and you
realize. So I take a nap. I get up, take a shower.
The panties you had on are the only panties you have.
I was in such a hurry. We were a little late getting out of here, out of the studio on Friday, so I had to run home and pack. Forgot to throw panties in the bag.
Oh, no, you
so
didn't.
So I realized at that moment, after I got my shower, that was the only pair of panties I had on.
Okay.
So my options are, put on dirty panties. I'm not doing that. You know, here it is. We're getting ready to go to dinner, 8 o'clock at night. Okay, I'm going to go hire a cab to go find Target and buy a 3-pack of panties, which I can't wear without washing them first.
It's got to be Target. You can't go to like a boutique nearby.
What's going to be open at 8 o'clock?
I don't know.
And we're, you know, a mall.
Can you call the front desk on that?
No, it was a.
Hey, can I get some panties, please?
Yeah, you can go to like a Walgreens.
They're for my wife.
You gotta save that.
You could have gone to Walgreens and bought the hose and just cut the legs off, and then you wouldn't have had to wash those because they're packaged.
Or you could buy the little boy underwear and wear that.
The Spider-Man ones. I got some.
You know, and then if I had to get those, I'd have to wash them and they'd be wet, and I couldn't wear those.
Were you wearing pants?
Hold on, because I know
a long dress.
I know that you're of the must wash everything you buy
first
mindset.
Yeah.
Not everything, but most things.
And here I am with a bag of anything, and if the bag is sealed, I'm wearing it.
Oh, yeah, guys don't do that.
Are you going to wash the underwear from Fruit of the Loom?
It feels so good the first time.
Here's the other thing. Who cares? I wasn't wearing a mini skirt.
Yeah.
I was only going to be there for 2 days. Just go commando and be done with it.
Yeah.
I've got a drawer full of 100 pairs of panties when I get home.
You might have an extra pair.
But why waste underwear? If you wear jeans or pants, why waste the underwear?
So I decided to go commando, and I just thought it was a funny situation to find yourself in. I'm like, how many people have done this? Okay, so I'm going, and so status update. So I forgot to pack panties, going commando in Austin all weekend. Oh, my God. The comments I got was I was disgusting. I was TMI, gross, yuck. That was from the women. Here's the men. All right.
Yeah, easy access. It's on.
And here all these women, gross. And I'm thinking, you know, I was reading all that. It was an accident. I wasn't trying to out there cross my legs in front of men and be Sharon Stone for the night. It was a complete accident. I was wearing a modest outfit. I just didn't happen to have underwear on with it.
Was it pants?
No, it was a dress.
Wasn't pants.
I packed one pair of jeans, one long dress, and one short summer dress.
Okay.
Not short. It goes to my knees. So it's not like a mini skirt. So I could bend over. I even tested it.
How about getting out of the limo?
I even bent over.
That could be a problem.
To make sure you couldn't see anything.
You need to bend over, look through. Yeah.
So I'd know how I needed to squat should the occasion arise.
People on the street are like,
poker face.
Poker face.
And people just thought I was the prudest, lewdest thing. And I had to think for a minute. You poor men at home with all these prude women that get all uptight because I forgot to pack my panties. When such a simple little act is enough to make a man froth at the mouth. They were so excited. I'm like, if a woman would just accidentally forget to wear her panties one night, imagine how happy her man would be.
So I had to do it with Steve like a year ago.
No.
Right. And it was just a 2-day thing. Big deal.
So has this made you rethink the way that you get dressed in the future?
Well, I said next time I wear panties, don't wear panties. It's going to be on purpose.
Oh, yeah. She
and I'm going to like it. Panties. Ah, damn, she
got no panties. Well, they're mandatory with skirts and dresses.
Not for Kelly.
Not if you're wearing a maxi dress.
No.
I was wearing a maxi dress to the floor. That was one of mine. I packed 2 dresses and 1 pair of pants. That's it.
And you don't have that thing that chicks worry about, the panty line thing. You don't have that going on at all.
Yeah.
And I would rather go commando than wear a thong any day of the week.
Yep, I'm with
you. Those things are annoying.
Bras and underwear are so uncomfortable.
What are we talking about thongs right now? Really?
I don't get the thong thing either.
Did you really, did you feel sexier or anything? Like when you're going out, like, hey, I'm free.
If I was on a date, I might have, but just walking down Congress.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, with all the, people dress weird there. It's like you're trying too hard to be weird.
Oh, God.
You
know what I mean? Kelly.
You're trying too hard.
I have never seen that outfit at Target. Where'd you get that?